This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Dana. I just want to say I've been listening to your radio program. Absolutely fabulous. You are incredible. And I wanted to talk to you if you might be willing to do a little chat. Please give me a call back.
You couldn't script that and hire an actress to perform it any better. But I'm going to steal that voicemail and play it for you just to stroke my ego. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today, returning Jesse Steele. Sounds like a romance novelist name. I think there was a Steele that wrote.
Danielle
Steele. Well, there you go. I'm right on top of things. And she works for the county, Long Range Planning Division, Planning and Development Department. And she was last on 2 years ago and is talking about accessory dwelling units. And so she's going to tell us about the county and changes going before the Board of Supervisors. Can you build an accessory dwelling unit? Can you convert something and call it an accessory dwelling unit? And then next week's guest is from the Pacific Legal Foundation, and he's going to talk about municipalities that have been struggling and preventing. And so we'll follow that up, and then we should have someone from the city. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year-to-date, we'll do in the first segment, which will include Montecito only and without Montecito and Hope Ranch, the Festivus for the rest of us. I think I mentioned this last week. Hot property Brian Cranston from Breaking Bad. He sold a home in Muscle Shoals for $5.45 million. And they mentioned that the house that they used in filming Breaking Bad, which was nowhere near Muscle Shoals, where the character lived, people still drive by and throw whole pizzas on the roof because there was a scene where that happened in Breaking Bad. And somehow they mentioned that. I can't remember if I told you this last week, but better say it twice than not at all. I did receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on April 5th, so April 19th, I'm officially vaccinated, and you're not fully vaccinated until you're vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson. Then that same day, I bought stock in the company, and a week later, they paused distribution, and the stock takes a hit. Timing. So, but they're coming back with Johnson & Johnson. I heard that 6 or 7 million got blood clots. One died, one hospitalized out of 7 million. But then I read that more people get blood clots from COVID than that. But still, it's cause for alarm. But still, I bought the stock, so I think it's okay. Go get a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Let's take a look at year-to-date. Year-to-date. This is through April 16th, 2021, the 15th week of the year 2021. Okay, so if we take out, let's start a little differently. Let's take out Montecito and Hope Ranch. Through the first 15 weeks of the year, April 16th, 2021, single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. No PUDs, just single-family. So 260 sales, 2021, and last year, 203. So that's an increase of 28% in the number of sales. You'd go, wow, that's more than most times. That's a big bump. Median price, $1,556,000 versus last year, $1,002,000. That's a bump of 30%. Now, this is without Montecito and Hope Ranch. It's Carpinteria, Summerlin, Goleta, and Santa Barbara. So virtually 30% bump on the number of sales, 28% actually, and 30% on the median price. Now let's take a look at Montecito only. Number of sales increase 96%. That's almost double. Year to date, 94 sales, last year 48. So that's impressive. So 96%. Again, versus without Hope Ranch and Montecito, 28% increase in the number. Montecito, 96% increase in the number of year-to-date first 15 weeks. What about the median price, you ask? $4,832 versus last year, $2,850. 69% increase in the median price in Montecito. Without Montecito and Hope Ranch, 30% increase. So when you compare it, you go, oh, that's so low. But when you heard it initially, believe me, 30% increase in the median price and 28% increase in number of sales in Carpinteria, Summerlin, Santa Barbara, and Goleta, that's significant. But yes, Montecito is driving the train. And then combining them all, median price year to date, $2,062, last year, $1,375. That is 50% increase in the median price. Last week, I kept saying that and then trying to correct myself with my guess, but it's the that is the case. 50% increase in the median price from Carp to Goleta for the first 15 weeks of the year. Number of sales? Where are the numbers? 376 versus 257. That's a 46% increase in the number of sales. So, yes, Montecito and Hope Ranch have the higher end, and they push it even higher. But again, even without Hope Ranch and Montecito, you're looking at a 30% increase in the median price and a 20% increase in the number of sales. And that's all she wrote. Okay. I don't know if I have time for this. Let's do this real quickly. I read about this in the news, that they're taking away the hiking parking for Hot Springs Trail. And you read both sides. It seems very unfair. People have been using it for 40 years. Driving up in the hills, park, go take a walk, come back. Then the neighbors are complaining that it blocks the street, ingress, egress. They're always, and then for some reason, people come later and make noise. I don't know about that. But the people who are being punished are the people that get up, go take a hike, and come back. But underlying, and no one is saying, is it Harry and what's her name?
Megan.
Is it Megan?
Megan?
Megan Markle. Oh, that's what confuses me. Her last Megan. Yeah, her last name confuses me. You know, are they? Because there's paparazzi. So you read both sides, and they both sides seem to make sense. But it looks like they're going full steam, and they are painting the curbs white, which what does white curb mean? I know what green means. I know what red means. I know what yellow means, commercial. How often do you see white curbs? Maybe it's for white privilege. They're trying to demonize the hikers. Okay, so it's a shame. Why can't we all just get along? That's what happens. And finally, God, I just hate making these commitments, but I bought another twin pack of Q-tips at Costco, 1,250 Q-tips, and opened them on February 23rd. So using one a day, I'm good until September 2024 on Q-tips.
Assuming you live that long.
Assuming I live that long. Richard, you can have any remaining Q-tips. Frank wants my flashlights. And Richard gets my Q-tips. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. I will live because I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Oh, good.
I've noticed I'm doing more push-ups. It's changed my life. I would highly recommend the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Good stock. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with author Danielle Steele, who's going to tell us about accessory dwelling units.